From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Former President Bill Clinton met North Korea's leader today. Mr. Clinton is working to win release of two American journalists who've been held in North Korea since May. North Korea's official news agency says the former U.S. president discussed a wide range of issues with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. The Obama administration says former President Clinton's visit to North Korea is a private one to work for the journalists' release. Later today, the Senate is scheduled to begin debating Judge Sonia Sotomayor's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. Democrats hold a strong majority, and Sotomayor could be confirmed by late Thursday. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
It's shaping up to be a largely partisan vote. No Democrat has announced plans to oppose Sotomayor, and only half a dozen Senate Republicans have said they'll support her. Yesterday, Republican John McCain of Arizona said he'll vote no.
Judge Sotomayor does not faithfully apply the laws we legislators enact. Again and again, Judge Sotomayor seeks to amend the law to fit the circumstances of the case, thereby substituting herself in the role of a legislator.
McCain's home state is nearly a third Hispanic, and Sotomayor would be the first Hispanic Supreme Court justice. But McCain also faces a conservative primary challenger next year, and he doesn't want to alienate the party base by supporting Sotomayor. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The government says personal incomes in the United States fell by 1.3% in June. Consumer spending ticked up, but much of it was driven by rising gas prices. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
There are small signs the economy is improving. But employers continue to lay off workers, and that's taking a toll on people's pocketbooks. The Commerce Department said the June decline in personal income was the largest monthly drop in more than 4 years. The government said spending was up 0.4%, but that increase came during a month when gas prices were at their highest level so far this year. Analysts watch consumer spending very closely because it drives most of the country's economic growth. The government said the personal savings rate dipped last month to 4.5% of disposable income. Still, that was dramatically higher than during the nation's earlier credit binge, when people actually spent more money than they earned. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood plans to call a meeting of experts to talk about problems with driving and cell phone use. LaHood says the meeting will be next month in Washington and will include law enforcement officials, lawmakers, academics, and transportation officials. Studies show drivers who send text messages are at much greater risk of deadly accidents. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 30 points at 9,317. The Nasdaq is up 6 points. It's currently at 2,015. This is NPR News. Democratic lawmakers are urging Republicans to support the federal Cash for Clunkers program. This offers consumers a rebate of up to $4,500 when consumers turn in old automobiles for more fuel-efficient ones. The program is so popular, it's run out of money after only a few days. Democrats want to put more cash into the program. The White House says the program won't last through the weekend if more money is not approved. Some Republicans say they want to see if the program really works before they approve more money to finance it. GMAC is posting a net loss of nearly $4 billion in its latest quarter. From member station WDET, Amy Miller reports.
The loss follows a cash injection of $7.5 billion that the company received in May from the federal government. GMAC execs say converting the company to a private bank that now offers services in addition to mortgages and auto loans cost more than $1 billion in tax charges and another $1 billion in charges attributed to the mortgage arm. When the Treasury Department injected the extra billions, more than half the money was specifically designated for Chrysler dealers and customers, but the auto section still lost more than $700 million. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is allowing GMAC to issue billions in FDIC-backed debt, despite the junk bond rating. For NPR News, I'm Amy Miller in Detroit.
A weather study group from Colorado State University is downgrading this year's Atlantic hurricane estimate. Their forecast now calls for 10 tropical storms this season. The first estimate had been 14 named storms. The forecast is being revised because temperatures are cooler in the Atlantic Ocean and warmer in the Pacific Ocean. Both affect how hurricanes are formed. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.